Sorry, my cord is.
Were you killed?
No, I'm still alive. Was I murdered a la Harper's Island?
Harper's Island.
You know what the best thing about Harper's Island was?
Tell me.
The scenery. It looked amazing on a big TV that was flat and widescreen.
It was like The Prisoner or something. Like, it was like a very specific...
Yeah, it really... Yeah, it's one of those shows that made you want to go where it was, even though they're, like, running from a murderer and stuff. You're like, that looks like nice wood scenery right there.
I'd run from a murderer there.
I'd run from a murderer there. Okay, so our first critical hit, Ryan. Let's talk about Harper's Island,
Critical hit? Should we just talk about stuff that didn't make sense on Harper's Island right away?
Well, that's pretty much all there is to talk
about. That's on my mind right now.
Okay, well, we'll get this out of the way first, okay?
Okay?
I enjoyed this. I had a good time, okay?
I did, too.
I watched all, I guess, like, I guess it was, ended up being, I want to say... Yeah, 13 episodes, but I think that was broken down to, like, 11 or 12 weeks.
Okay.
But then again, they stretched it out over, like, 15 weeks, I think.
Right.
Because they had to show, like, Super Bowl whatever, and then they also had to show 4th of July celebration or something.
4th of July at Harper's Island.
Because, yeah, Harper's Island's not patriotic enough, I guess. I had to miss a week because of 4th of July. Pfft,
well, it's a paid holiday for all killers.
Oh, that's right, okay. So, yeah, I enjoyed the show. Scenery is nice. For the most part, all the actors did a great job. It had some really awesome kills in it. Is there anything else good I should say about this before we start getting into it, I guess, about this?
I mean, it, you know...
Before we get down to that.
It was sort of a guilty pleasure, like, you know, I'm sure it was for you, like you mentioned to me. It's good. It was interesting because there's not enough mystery television out there, and it's nice to see some.
I agree. But this is, this kind of crossed the line. This was, like, mystery horror television. Like, a lot of this, like, was like watching a slasher film.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they were going for, I guess.
It was pretty bloody for network television. That was
nice. The problem with that, though, is you're also getting all the bad elements of the slasher film, i.e. the crappy dialogue, I want to say one-dimensional characters, but because this was 13 episodes, they kind of had to, like, they were forced to make them three-dimensional.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that they did it well.
Yeah, no, in no way did they do it well, because they were just kind of like, here's this girl, she works at a bar, that's her background. Moving on, here's this guy, he likes tattoos a whole lot, that means he's a bad guy. Maybe, oh, who knows?
Maybe, I don't know, it just came in.
I guess, so now since we're about to jump to the bad stuff, I guess we should go ahead and say this whole thing's going to be a spoiler, correct?
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the end of Harper's
Island. Okay, this show just ended like a week ago.
Yeah.
So you can pause this now and go catch up. It's all, I think you can watch it all online, or if you have Netflix, you can watch it all there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the DVD is coming out in 2 minutes, so go rent it if you're going to do that.
Right.
Okay, Ryan, what did we not like?
Well, let's talk about the things that didn't make sense. So at the end... It was revealed that the murderer, the guy who's been killing everybody on Harper's Island, was
I'm on the edge of my seat.
None other than our hero, ostensibly, even though the show kept trying to tell me the hero was Abby, but come on. Our hero, Henry, was the bad guy the whole time.
No, with a smile like that, Ryan, there's no way he could have been the bad guy.
I know, but that was the case.
Technically, he wasn't the bad guy. There was another twist before that that I think actually worked, and it did surprise me. Henry, after a while, we kind of saw coming, only because it was so heavy-handed. Like, the other guy who they were trying to make it out to be, like, they were really pushing him on us.
His name was Red Herring.
Anyone who knows how these things work is like, okay, they're pushing him this much, there's no way it can be that guy. Mm-hmm. And it turned out not to be. Instead, yes, it was Sir Smiles a Lot, as I dubbed him.
Right. The, ostensibly, one of the main characters, the guy who, was getting married to the girl of his dreams. He's in every intro. It was a big surprise that it was him because it doesn't make any sense that it would be him, and it doesn't really work at all.
They were going for that person you least suspect thing,
yeah.
But they didn't take the time to work it all out beforehand.
Right.
Although they probably did go into the show. They're like, okay, it's going to be him. But they really didn't develop that. Instead, we got more about Wakefield, which is why I guess he made sense when that twist was revealed.
But of course, I kind of saw that coming. Like, I mean, it wasn't that surprising. In fact, that was kind of disappointing to me when Wakefield showed up. I was like, I was hoping there'd be something more clever than he just wasn't dead.
Yeah, but see, that was, I guess it for me, it came down more or less to that. It's like, okay, is Wakefield dead or not?
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of surprised that he was still alive. And I think there might have been like 5 minutes or so there when I leaned towards like, oh, maybe this is a ghost story after all.
Oh, I see.
Because everyone was kind of like, Wakefield, he's alive. And I'm like, no, he's so dead. But then we got Henry then after that. And
you might have leaned towards the ghost story aspect because there was a fortune teller who never made any sense or had anything to do with the plot. Reading tarot cards. And also because at least once the little girl Madison says that she's talking to spirits, but that never comes into play either.
Dear Mystery TV, I want to throw this out there now, okay?
Yes.
Why in every Mystery TV show like this do they have to go to the fortune teller or the psychic?
Uh-huh.
It's always stupid, and I never buy it. And then home was the other thing. Oh yeah, the little girl was, that was just the dumbest thing. That was like they were just trying to write plot holes.
Yeah.
Because everything that happened to this little girl, no one once tried to really ask her about it. I think the one time someone did, that person was like, "No, not now. She doesn't want to talk about it." And it was really just up to her to be like, "Yeah, you know, the killer is this guy. I would have told you guys, but you never asked me."
You can tell that part was written for like a 5 or 6 year old, because like she looks like she's like 9 or 10, and like you would easily just be like, "Let me explain what happened to me."
Yes.
But so let's go through the list here now. I mean, like, let's start from the beginning of the series. The first person murdered, like, it's got Henry and Trish, happy couple. Little do we know that Henry's a murderer at this point, Logan. Happy couple on
he's not. With that smile, I refuse to believe it at this point.
Well, let me just persuade you.
Okay.
On a boat, ready with all their friends to go off to an island to get married.
What island would this be?
Well, this
would
be
the Harpers of the title?
Harper's
island. Gotcha, yeah. I thought this would be like a Castaway type situation.
And then they would later, like, no, this is Harper's Island. And the first murder is, everybody's like, "Where's Cousin Ben? Where's Cousin Ben? Oh, we'll finally have to go without him." And then
do you really remember his name, or are you just making up
Cousin I think it was Cousin Ben.
Oh, that's pretty impressive, okay.
And we, the audience, see that Cousin Ben has actually been tied to the rotor of the ship, and then when the ship actually starts to go, he is chopped into mincemeat.
No, not Cousin Ben. I hardly knew thee. And by that, I mean we didn't know him at all as a character. The first time we see him, he's tied up underneath the boat.
That's right. And you're going to be like, wow, I can't wait to find out. Clearly, this is the first of many murders.
Who Cousin Ben is.
I can't wait to find out why he was significant. Why they had to kill Cousin Ben, of all people.
Hey, and Ryan, guess what?
Yeah?
He's not really that significant.
No, we never find out why Cousin Ben was murdered.
In fact, I don't even think that was him. I think it was like a poor diver who just happened to get tangled up in some seaweed and then got caught on the back of the boat.
Coincidence is what you're telling me.
Yes, that might have been the case. But hold on. No, Ryan, then a murder came after that. That was actually kind of cool.
Explain.
And to be honest, it's a character that I thought they were kind of building up too, so I was kind of, not, I won't say shocked, but I was kind of surprised that he died that soon.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I don't want to sit here and go through every single murder. But I'll just say this much. He gets, like, ripped in half. So from that point, you kind of know, like, they're gonna step on some toes, if you will, of this TV show.
Well, we have to talk about Uncle Marty a little bit, though, because let me explain.
Well, Uncle Marty, hold on. What do you got?
Well, Uncle Marty is the murder you're talking about. That was a cool murder.
And he's got some money, Ryan.
He's got a big bag full of money and a gun.
Yeah, what's
it's
the
like
gun
they're
for?
Just they like they looked at a list of things you have to have in a mystery story, and they just included them all.
Yeah.
And he's murdered. And it's left to us to figure out why he had this money and this gun with him, and what's going to become of it now. And ultimately, he just had it for a completely stupid reason that made no sense, and we never learned why he had the gun. And the money, which ends up playing into several other scenes down the road of the story, was only put there as a joke by Henry to see what would happen. Has nothing to do with the plot, has nothing to do with anything secretive or any big reveal. It was thrown in completely to fill time in the first 3 or 4 episodes.
Yes. And a lot of time is filled in the first 3 or 4 episodes, actually, with really, really dumb stuff, and not just, like, a lot of it's not even, like, character setup. A lot of it's just, I think there's some frolicking on the beach, perhaps.
Yeah, nobody really realizes anyone's been murdered for, like, a good 3 episodes.
Oh, yeah, well, that was kind of needed, though.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, if they knew, realized that, right, I mean, as soon as they did, they ended up just running around. The show got a lot better from that point.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, okay, so there's all sorts of problems with who's dying and when and where. And a lot of the people at this wedding reception don't even need to be there. I mean, this whole thing is kind of needless, to be honest with you. They could have just, like, eloped, because they're spending way too much money on this. But there's a lot of money to be thrown about here on Harper's Island.
Well, it's true. And that's an important point. I mean, the whole point is that Harper's Island is sort of a rich guy's resort. Which doesn't really explain why Henry, who was poor, was there every summer, but I guess he was hanging out.
He was a fisherman, Ryan.
He was, yeah.
Fishermen have to do it for themselves.
They use the song Brandy in that show. That's a good song. Brandy, that's you're true. A fine girl. What a good way. Okay, so, so Henry, who we later find out is the murderer, apparently, washed boats all his life, and until learning one day that he was the son of John Wakefield, the mass murderer who killed Abby's mother years and years and years and years ago.
That must be where you guys smile.
That's right. And, Logan, just like what happens in real life, when you have a perfectly normal, well-adjusted life and then find out your dad's a serial killer, you immediately become a serial killer yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then you invite all your friends to an island and then regret killing them, but you have to kill them because they're on the island that you invited them to.
See, there's some big problems with this. I mean, did he only make friends with these people just so he could kill them later on?
Yeah, most of these people, a lot of these people he didn't meet until after learning that he was the son of a serial killer.
So, I guess he was never really friends with them. They were all just, like, pawns in his game.
And the whole point is that he kills people who are in his way of being alone with Abby, and yet he just invites them all there in the first place.
Yes. Yeah, he kind of goes out of his way to make this harder for him.
Uh-huh.
But skipping to the end now, speaking of making it harder for him, okay, the epilogue at the end was almost completely pointless. They should have just had it out in the church and been done with it, but instead, we get this whole thing where it's like the FBI is like, yeah, we searched the entire island, didn't turn up anything, and we found a little bit of blood, and it tells us that everyone's dead.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, they cut to Abby waking up, and I was like, okay, so maybe that was, like, maybe this is now in the future or something, not, like, the extreme future.
Right.
Maybe this is, like, he's had a drug now for a week or something like that. But no, it turns out it's just a few hours after all that, and I guess they just didn't search the island really well.
Yeah, they're just hanging up in some sort of, like, model home-looking place where everything's in the drawers, and, like, the doors don't quite go all the way up.
We never learned where they're at. There was no reason for that. They should have just had that final big fight in the church, and I think it would have been a lot more.
And what was his... he wanted to be completely alone on the island. He thought no one would ever come to Harper's Island ever again.
And then he's strung together this, like, all-new plan now. He's like, well, now I need Jimmy to sign this thing saying that, you know, that he's the one who did it or something like that. And it's like, they tried to tack all this on. And the whole time I looked at my clock, it's like, oh, you got 6 minutes left, Harper's Island. You better make this good. But no, it was just kind of stupid. And the whole thing ends with, like, a wedding video from the first episode where he shows that big smile again. I'm like, oh, okay, I forgive him for the whole thing.
So, Logan, tell me why it from the beginning of the show, why did Abby get phone calls where Ave Maria played on her cell phone?
Because that's a good song.
Uh-huh, okay. Tell me, why did Henry care about killing such incidental characters as Richard or the stepmom?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because he wanted some money that he didn't have.
Okay. Why did he say no one should leave the island and then didn't care when everybody did leave the island but made sure to make sure that, like, five people stayed on the island but then killed them because they were on the island?
Oh, no, here's an even better one, Ryan. What happened to everyone else on the island?
They all got off in that ferry. Like, completely, like, logically.
Everyone? I mean,
yeah, the entire island, including all of the locals.
They just all disappear, except for critical people, I guess, who needed to stick around.
Yeah.
They're on an island. I'm sure they face down hurricanes and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But as soon as one killer shows up, they're like, oh, we're getting the hell out of here.
Why did he decide to propose to Trish if he had already decided he was going to kill her? Why didn't he just not be involved with her?
Because he wanted to up the body count. He'd seen, like, Halloween. He's like, man, that Michael Myers guy, he's got, like, what, 14 going now? I can top that. We got 13 episodes. We'll do about 1.5 each episode. What does that even add to? I was never good at math, but I think he got, like 17 or 2.
Okay. What was the point of Booth accidentally shooting himself in the kneecap?
Oh, because that scene was awesome. He's like, I'm okay. You know, nothing happened to me. I just killed myself. I'm the stupidest guy on this island.
Uh-huh.
He didn't even get a cool death scene. Like, one girl, like, fell in a pit and got lit on fire. I thought that was lame, but no, shooting yourself before the villain can even get to you, that's pretty lame.
Speaking of the pit, why were the first 3 episodes comprised of people getting caught in dangerous traps that were not set by the killer, but set by some random guy that we meet later?
Yeah, I like the guy who, or I guess he was a preacher.
Dr. Halfface.
Who just kind of, like, hung there for a while. Then there was the dog. There was a big side story with the dog wandering around the island for a while. Which I don't even remember what happened to the dog now that I think about it.
The dog hung out in the woods with Dr. Halfface, but then Halfface was killed, so I don't know what happened to him now.
There were a couple of excursions as well. They were like, let's go biking. Mm-hmm. We fell down. Dr. Halfface, run, dogs! And I was like, those dogs belong to the murderer, Dr. Halfface, but then no.
Yes, that had nothing to do with anything, because that guy was a good guy, but still liked to set dogs on random people that he found in the
woods. This broke the, and I thought because of Lost, like, shows knew better than this now. If you're going to, like, have backstory that explains big plot points, make sure you put it early on in the season, so people don't think you're ripping them off later on. And that's, like, the very first, 2 minutes of the last episode, they're like, oh, here's what we should have told you.
Yeah, exactly, a flashback that explains
Yeah.
some motivation of a character that was completely unmotivated.
See, you can take that show and just kind of break up the flashback. You don't have to show it in one big chunk. If you break it up and kind of like give us this puzzle, we wonder what's going on in the flashback and spread it throughout the season, and then we're more curious about that sort of thing. Instead of just dumping it all on us at the very end. Ryan, I'm getting a headache.
Well.
Any more questions? Because I am not the answer man.
Well, there's nothing but questions. Look, it doesn't make any sense. The premise is that this guy who is living a perfectly normal life, who, according to everything we know, was not wildly pining over a girl that he met when they were like four, decides to start doing so after learning that he's the son of a serial killer and decides to kill everybody he knows for no reason.
Yep.
It doesn't for no reason, Logan. He just decides to kill everybody he knows except for this girl, and then thinks that that's totally going to be awesome.
Some of those people he didn't even know, though. I mean, they were just like British guy. He didn't know him before he just showed up at the wedding.
What was with the British guy and that girl and their whole sub story? Why did I care about that? That didn't pay off.
No, I mean, I cared about it, but the fact that it didn't pay off didn't mean anything. And my secret hope the whole time was that British guy was a killer.
Yeah.
Because that would have been the person you least suspect. But no, that fell through for me. It fell through for me. Get it, Ryan? Because, he fell for a while.
I do actually get
He didn't fall through anything, though, so maybe that doesn't make sense.
When John Wakefield captured the girl, why didn't he just kill her? Why did he keep her around forever?
Because John Wakefield's a gentleman, Ryan. I don't know. This is the biggest problem of this show is it's... You know, while it's chugging along, it's okay and everything. It's not until after the whole thing's over and everything's been explained that you're just like, okay, this is the biggest problem with this show, and that is everything that happened in it.
The biggest one is Henry was alone with all the main characters for hours and hours and hours and hours and just decided not to kill them until the end.
Yes, that's completely true. It's like if he was planning it all out and that's why he didn't do it, that didn't quite work out because he just got completely sloppy at the end. At the end, too, he just kind of gave up, and, like, at one point, I think he just turns to someone, he's like, yeah, I'm the murderer guy.
Although, I admit, I like that scene, because the guy who played Henry was actually really good, and he was trying to pull it off as best he could.
The guy who played Henry, I think, did a great job, and I'm curious to know whether or not he knew he was going to be the killer by the time the show was all over with.
Yeah, good question. I was assuming that he would, but...
Well, the way these episodes were presented, it's like, there's no hint towards that until the last episode, really.
Right.
So they could have just... Everyone could have been in the dark until they got the script for the final episode. I don't know.
Why did Henry run around trying to get Hunter to leave so he could marry Trish when he just intended to kill Trish anyway? And Hunter. How did he know Hunter was going to leave by boat to rig that stupid gun?
Oh, the gun, yeah.
Remember that? What the hell was with that?
Yeah.
Why did he make a big stand to Trish's father when he didn't care anyway? He was going to kill them both.
Ryan, that had the show see that he was not the killer.
Yeah.
But then get this, he was the killer.
Oh, that's good writing.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Yeah, that's just now.
Like you completely changed it. Oh, that's good writing right there. I'm stealing that. Here's the thing. When I first heard about Harper's Island back in the day, this is absolutely true. I'm just throwing trivia out there now, Ryan, okay? Bill Pullman was originally cast in this show. Bill Pullman apparently recorded he's in the pilot, okay?
Okay.
It tested so poorly that they're like, oh, what's the problem? Oh, Bill Pullman. So for some reason, they cut him out. Now, this was Bill Pullman. I have no clue. But he would have saved
the
show,
sheriff.
Okay? I'm just tossing that out there. Probably the sheriff is actually right. I think Bill Pullman would have been pretty awesome in this show. Just Bill Pullman in general in anything is pretty good. Okay, so there's that. What else was going on with Harper's Island for a while? They said that if Harper's Island took off, they were just playing the season and that was it, okay?
Yeah.
But they said if this worked out for them, they were going to do Harper's Island... West Coast, or I'm trying to think of something equally as stupid.
Other Harper's Island.
Yeah, they were going to do Harper's Island, Island, something else. Like Harper's Island, I'm trying to make up a place, like Lighthouse Row or something like that.
Harper's Island like, Knights. They're all
where they're all lifeguards.
Jet skis.
They were going to take the same concept and move it around. I think that'd be kind of cool, and I think that this is one of those things that could easily be done a second season that's unrelated to the first and a whole new show altogether and done right.
The same, but what is the concept? The concept is like.
Well, it's a concept that's been around forever. It's a whodunit.
Wedding on an island.
Peaks was doing that.
I mean, yeah,
forever.
But that's not a concept. That's just that's a genre. We're gonna do a mystery.
Well, no, I'm grouping this with kind of like murder mystery TV. The concept is pretty much something that only works in an hour and a half horror movie. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, actually, they shot this in the same place they shot April Fool's Day, and it's pretty much the exact same plot as that. It's like a bunch of people get together to hang out at the same place they hang out at Harper's Island, this big mansion, motel thing. And then people start dying. Who was doing it? I bet that was a pitch. Like, hey, remember that set from April Fool's Day? Guy with the big smile does it. And that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
Harper's Island.
Harper's Island. I will say that if you watch it with some friends, it's enjoyable. There are some, like, you know, as you keep going, there's some, you know, legitimately good movies. I mean, there's no point in me saying this now because hopefully you've already seen it if you're listening to this because we just said the ending. But
hey,
if you're
ever going to watch it,
and I like,
then listen to this because we're funny.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I still liked the main guy and some of the actors. I still love my sister and I continuously yell Trish now, which is great. Mm-hmm. So that's a new meme, you know. So it's totally worth it.
I agree with you.
Trish!
I think it was worth it. I'm
Trish!
Glad I set through. But she's coming. She's coming. I'm glad I set through most of it. Uh-huh. And to be honest, I had a good time. Even when it was like going really bad and south towards the end there, I had a great time with it.
Yeah. And there were some good cringeworthy deaths too. I mean, for network television, they got away with a lot. So.
Yeah, one or two kind of surprised me. Didn't see them coming. Mm-hmm. But yes. So Harper's Island.
Look, why did he not kill Jimmy? Why did not Wakefield not kill Jimmy when he was lying asleep on the couch after killing Sean? Or Shane. Whatever his name.
Shh, Harper's Island's on.
Why did he let Jimmy live at all? If it was part of the plan to let him live, why did they blow him up at the boathouse?
It was important that Jimmy lived, because who else were they going to think was doing the whole thing?
But they blew him up at the boathouse. Don't you think that could have killed him?
No, he went out for pizza, Ryan.
Oh, it's a mistake on my part.
I also like the part where, you know, that one episode ended with Henry showing up covered in blood right there where the murder scene taking place.
Yeah.
And then, like, instantly when it comes back the very next episode, they're like, they forget about all that, and he's just like, oh, I found him there. Like, it doesn't pick up from that exact moment. It picks up, like, 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Later on, someone's like, that's why you were there covered with blood!
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, yes! I mean, I thought you knew it right then, actually.
I should have thought to ask.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's all about
Harper's
you,
Island.
Abby. About you.
Oh, man.
You're my daughter!
I hope some of this cast takes off and goes on to bigger and better things. Like that fat guy with the sideburns.
Yeah.
And guy with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And guy shoots himself in the leg. By the way, I only knew Henry and Jimmy's name the last episode.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, like, I wasn't very good with names this whole, the whole season.
You know whose name I did remember, though?
No.
Trish!
Oh, yeah, right.
Trish!
And then Trish finally did show up.
She tried on her wedding gown.
Which was so stupid. Oh my goodness. Oh, and then, hey, if you're gonna have a death in a wedding gown, which is white, make sure blood gets all over the place.
That's true.
But no, that didn't happen. I was disappointed.
That's true.
Trish! Yeah, thank you. Okay, so our first ever
critical hit.
Did you think it was hit? Hit one for yes or two for no. If you're listening to this on your phone.
If you're not, just call us.
Yes. One for yes, two for no. Right. Brian, what's that number again?
That's www.critical-n.com.
Yes, thank you. Not quite a number.
Well, you know.
I was hoping like a 1-800-TRISH or something like that. Because doesn't that work out? How do you spell Trish?
Trish!
Yes, yeah.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.